And welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The convention taking place, beginning days of the convention in Chicago. The whole world's watching. 1968, there was a convention in Chicago. There were people killed, protests. Vietnam War was hot, heavy. Conscription, young man being forced to either go to college, become draft dodgers, or go to war. The whole world is watching once again. This is a different kind of a convention. This is a coup. Those who have... I'm going to talk about the coup. I'll read this to you out of Fox News. Powerful Democrats pushed President Biden out in a coup, according to New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd. She deemed President Biden's ouster a coup orchestrated behind the scenes by powerful Democrats. She said this on Sunday. Even though it was the right thing to do because Joe Biden was not going to be able to campaign, much less serve as president for another 4 years, in a fully vital way, it was jaw-dropping push. And I don't mean push, P-U-C-S-H, but putsch, like what the Germans did in their campaigns as they forced troops forward. Top Democrats, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senator Chuck Schumer, Moore, have repeatedly denied they were involved in a coup to push Biden out. They'll do whatever is necessary to assure Trump is defeated. They'll do to assure to never allow Donald Trump to become president again. At some point, when the polls cratered, Democratic mandarins decided to put the welfare of the party and the country ahead of the president's ego and stop catering to his self-regarding fantasy that he was the only one who could beat Donald Trump. Dowd said that Pelosi and others have revealed, and I remember reading this, I think last week, they haven't been able to speak to Biden since he bowed out. Why haven't they spoken to Biden? Is it because Biden is so offended because of the coup? Or is it because Joe Biden is no longer able to pick up a phone? Is he in a bed on IV? Did he have a stroke? Is he brain dead? Is he dead? All these mysteries are going to be revealed. You cannot hide them. Jesus Christ stated you cannot hide what is happening in the dark. Everything in dark, in secret, is going to be revealed. Where is Joe? What happened to Joe? Did they push him out? Did they have him medicated? Where is Joe? These stories that are coming out that the present Joe Biden look-alike is taller than Joe. Others have seen individuals that have masks that are so sophisticated, you cannot tell they're a mask. So Nancy has not been able to speak to Joe for since he bowed out, 3 weeks ago? One of the most ruthless and successful tacticians in congressional history seemed sheepish about knifing her pal and conflicted over whether to take credit. Pelosi also heaped praise on the president despite what appears to be a fractured relationship, and recently suggested Biden belongs on Mount Rushmore. His face belongs on Mount Rushmore. Why would you put an individual like Joe Biden with the great men of the country? I'm not saying that he's not a great man. I guess maybe I am. Why would you put an individual who is not great on Mount Rushmore? So Nancy, pucker the lips, Nancy. Kamala can't be thrilled that Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer hesitated to endorse her because they wanted more moderate rivals to compete in an open mini primary. The other members in the Harris camp are very worried. They're concerned because being insiders in that world, they know who in the arena. It's like rodeo. The cowboys, the bull riding, the cowboys know which bull is the one that is the toughest, or the bull that is the hardest to ride. They're very aware of what is happening in that political world. Hillary, she is also guaranteed involved deeply. Bill, probably not so much. Hillary, absolutely. Soros, yes. Chinese, yeah. Russians, absolutely. Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorist groups, definitely. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, the whole world's watching, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, for The Present Truth.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
For the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
So there is a coup that has taken place. Now, another thing that was going to happen at this convention, it is, you might say, kind of like a opportunity for not only a coup, but a second coup. And at the same time, Planned Parenthood is now offering free abortions and vasectomies at this gathering. Planned Parenthood is offering more than a free t-shirt or sticker. This is out of, I didn't write down the source. Fox News. Sorry. Offering not only free t-shirts, the organization is offering, Planned Parenthood is also offering free vasectomies, medication abortion, and emergency contraception. Planned Parenthood Great Rivers of St. Louis announced in an X post that a bus is headed to the DNC in Chicago on August 19th through 20th to offer free services. Here we come, Chicago. Our mobile health clinic will be in the West Loop with the Chi Abortion Fund and the Wiener Circle, August 19th and 20th, providing free vasectomies and medication abortion. EC will also be available for free without an appointment. The Planned Parenthood location noted that there is a waiting list for vasectomies during their time at the convention. We currently have a wait list for free vasectomies. And a follow-up, according to what was stated on X. Repost, spread the word. Democrats have made the issue of abortion a central theme in their campaign across the country this election year, including warning that a Republican control of Congress is tandem with another 4 years in the White House for former President Trump would mean a nationwide ban. Since the reversal of Roe versus Wade and the Vice President Kamala Harris stepping in to replace President Biden, the Democratic Party has doubled down on rhetoric surrounding the women's right to choose. In a Quinnipiac University poll in April revealed that Americans' views on abortion would surprise voters. According to the poll, a number of Americans, 66%, now support legal abortion in some or all cases. The highest level of support ever recorded by the poll in its two-decade history. A plurality of 34% said abortion should be legal in all cases. 32% said it should be legal in most cases. So, the culture of death. We are living in the culture of death. Something that is not being talked about, though it is happening, is the euthanizing of the elderly. There's no talk about this. The euthanizing of the handicapped. It will escalate. You accept the death of preborns, newborns, contraception, medical, chemical abortion. It goes up the chain, eventually euthanasia of the elderly, murder, mass killing of anyone that is considered to be a threat to the system. The culture of death. The United States of America was at one time the hope for the people of the world. Now, we are no longer the hope of anything. We are a culture of death. We make death in all forms acceptable. So that's what's happening at this convention. The emphasis of abortion in the upcoming elections has led Trump to soften his stance on the hot-button issue. Prior to the Republican National Convention, Trump met in a closed-door meeting to draft the Republican Party platform and slim down the party's once staunch opposition to abortion. We believe that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States guarantees that no person can be denied life or liberty without due process, and that the states are therefore free to pass laws protecting those rights. This matter of abortion, Christian people, the Christians, whenever there is a change in a culture, there is also always the mass slaughter of children. Israel, because of the sacrificing children to pagan gods, God punished them severely. With Pharaoh in Egypt at the time of Moses, history repeats itself, and we have to view things from the scripture. It's in the Bible. God put it there for mankind to understand. But the problem is, the men who are the caretakers of this Christianity post-Jesus Christ, after his death, the Christianity that began in the book of Acts, there was a great change that took place. 30 plus years after a great slaughter of the children by Herod, when Pharaoh slaughtered all those children, when he found out that the Messiah, according to the magicians, according to what Pharaoh and the Egyptian leaders knew to be the time of a deliverer for the people of Israel, they knew a deliverer would come, because God had told Abraham, your people will be in bondage for an exact number of years. And then eventually, when that time came, Pharaoh had all the children slaughtered. Moses would have been one of them, but through the hand of God, protected. And then, roughly 40 years later, well, actually, I'm trying to think of how old Moses was when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. I think it was about 40 years later. Or was it 80? I think he was 80. I have to go back and look at my facts. 80 years later, he leads the children of Israel out of Egypt into the desert, where they wander for 100 for the where they wander for 40 years. But with the slaughter of these children, Egypt was destroyed. With the sacrificing of the Jewish children to Molech and the children of the cultures surrounding Israel, judgment came. Once again, with Christ, Rome was judged. Less than 35 years after the slaughter of the children, Rome had its began, the destruction of Rome began through Christ. And there was a change in the world, in the religious world, and in the society of that time. Rome, Israel. Once again, in the years prior to Christ's return, there will also be a slaughter of children. We have been witnessing it. It will be international, but the focus internationally would be the United States of America. And we're there. We're in the final decade. The slaughter began after Israel became a nation. We're well into that final generation. We're in the final decade. And an empire at the end of the world would be a culture of death. And as it matured as a nation and would mature, it would, one of the ways that you would identify the culture is death of children, the wars, that the nation would be, that nation would be responsible for. In spite of Roe versus Wade being turned, we're not going to, we can, and we have been, the Christian community, the Catholics, others have been still saving some of the children from being aborted and the women from suffering the consequences of that type of experience, being traumatized because they were responsible for murder. But in the abortion clinics, they have a way to psychologically train these women to accept it. This will continue, and it will. There is no answer. There is no solution to the abortion. There is, when Christ returns. That is the truth. That's the answer, the only answer. But until then, abortions will continue. This culture is no longer a Christian, Judeo-Christian culture. We are a culture of death. It will be more evident in the days to come. Next, just like Germany, the pattern's always been the same. The handicapped, those who are a drain on society, and the elderly. We can't change it. This is the course that is in the Bible for mankind in the years before Christ returns. Not just in America, internationally. But really in America. So here we are once again. It is not a democratic convention. It is a convention of death. The convention of sterilization. Satan hates when any child is born in the image of God. So this is two things. There's a coup. Not only a coup, but there's a more mass murder, more subtle murder taking place. Not so subtle. Kind of out in the open murder. Now, God will not be mocked. You cannot mock God. It's impossible. And I have another article. U.S. city overrun by mites after biblical emergence. See some areas quarantined. This is out of the Daily Star, front page news. Millions of chickadees emerge from the soil in Illinois. There's been a plague-like condition in the city of Chicago. God will not be mocked. You want to kill children? You want to do evil? Well, what does God do? He sends his little servants. A biblical emergence of chickadees in Chicago, Illinois, has residents breaking out in nasty rashes while areas of the city are off limits. Illinois saw what was described as a biblical... This was August 16th. Biblical arrival of chickadees earlier this year. In early to mid-May, millions of periodical chickadees began to emerge from the soil in northern Illinois for the first time in 17 years, creating plague-like conditions all over the state. Although the winged critters have stopped wreaking havoc on the city streets, there's a string in the tail. There's a sting in the tail. Speaking to NBC, chickadee expert Dr. Gene Kriske, he says, a particular mite known as the oak leaf itch mite. Listen to this name. Oak leaf itch mite can be seen in vast quantities following the chickadee emergence. The scientists issued a warning to Chicago residents, reminding viewers about the plague of chickadees in 2007, which saw thousands complain about bites. It turned out that the oak itch mite was found in the egg nests of brood 8 chickadees. The exact brood was one of two to emerge during the historic emergence earlier this year, which Kriske described as biblical. There are things I've seen this time and I've never seen before. The threat of mite-induced itchiness could well linger for months. Not days, months, with thousands of chickadee eggs still left to hatch. The eggs have hatched 6 to 7 weeks after they're laid. The nymphs fall to the ground, go into the soil, the cycle begins again. He warned Chicago residents they should avoid certain off-limits areas in the cities like the DNC. That's what I say. Stay away from the DNC if they wanted to avoid falling foul of the mites. An expert told NBC some oak trees could have as many as 40,000 eggs waiting to hatch. People should avoid sitting under the trees until after the eggs hatch in mid-August. Which would be close to now. So don't sit under the shade tree. Don't do it. You might get these. I've never heard of these bugs before. Oak leaf itch mite. Doesn't sound fun to me. Oak leaf itch mite. So this place could be, I wonder, you want to mock God? I wonder what else is going to happen in Chicago. What else are we going to witness? Something else of biblical proportions, like another coup? Another coup where you know who is going to return? This is only the first day. Now, Kamala Harris, she picks this Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, and she wants him to be her vice president. Well, they made a proclamation that this is a campaign of joy. Lightning strikes again and again and again in the same place. A campaign of joy. But when you look at the campaign of joy, that term, and the history behind it, it's the exact same campaign that the German Labor Front started in the summer. It was a summer through joy when Hitler came to power in 1933. And the program, the campaign, was to improve Aryan workers' quality of life and build popular support for the Nazi regime. And Kamala Harris's and the Kamala Walz Strength Through Joy, they've launched this Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And this is their campaign slogan. Strength through joy. Now, there are some other, there's a comment that Kamala made 2 weeks ago. I should have written it down. It's some kind of a strange way that she phrased a certain thing. She stated it over and over and over. This is an occult. This is occult speak. Occult speak. It was directed at the God's people. It was directed not at the society. It was directed at the people of God. In all of the religions, the true Christian religions, Catholics, Lutherans, Greeks, Episcopalian, every Protestant, evangelicals, and I'm going to find it. It's occult speak. She's saying that she's going to reverse what has been reversed. I can't remember how she phrased it. So in other words, America was initially very, Christianity was very influential in the development of this nation, in everything positive. The plan is to reverse it. If Christianity had not been part of this society, what would have happened? Satan would have eventually taken over the whole culture. It's exactly what happened in Russia, after the Bolshevik Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution really was a revelation as well as a revolution. It was a revelation of bringing in a godless system. Same with Stalin. Same as what happened with Mao. These godless systems, these were revelations of what Satan will do to rule a whole country. And it happened in Nazi Germany. So what Kamala is saying, in the way I interpret what her occult speech, they are going to erase any form, any thought of God, any worship of God, any religion other than the religion that they will worship, and the individual that they will serve and worship. So, I'm going to take a brief time out. My system has once again seized up. Thank God. Thank God it seizes up. It gives me time to just present uninterrupted, more content. I have a song loaded up here, but until I'll wait just a few minutes. Now, here's what's here. You have these chickadees that laid these eggs, these oak leaf itch mite. Well, there's another kind of a curse coming to Chicago. The Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Where there is also gathered a powerful army of leftist militia forces intent on the destruction of Israel and Jewish peoples. Of course, Israel and Jewish peoples. And what is revealed? 53,500 foreign Antifa. Foreign. Coming from other countries. Who's paying them? Who's giving them housing? Paying for their flights? I'll say 54,000. Let's just round it off. Round it up to the foreign Antifa, and over 21,000 domestic Antifa already gathering in Chicago. This was yesterday. So that's 74,000 people, apart from the people coming for the convention itself. Suspicious deliveries of bricks have been reported in multiple locations across Chicago as the city braces for the Democratic National Convention. Hell Week. You're right, Hell Week. You're absolutely right. May the Lord send more oak leaf itch mites to those people. May they scratch and itch for a month. Especially these Antifas, all these terrorists. This brings back memories, according to the article Fox News. No, actually, this is whatdoesitmean.com. Brings back memories of the brown shirts, the hated Jews that were part of the Nazi Party militia. They helped Adolf Hitler, his rise to Germany. Who are these people going to help? They had Adolf Hitler. Who are these Antifa people? Who are they going to bring? Who are they going to help come to power? Once again, are they going to help Kamala? Or is there someone in the wings? This is just bizarre. We are definitely watching history in Chicago once again. Protests in 1968. Protesting the war in Vietnam. Now, a coup here 3 weeks ago. Or is there a second coup about to occur? A third? So I'm going to take just a quick break. I need to look at this system. So I will be back shortly to continue. And this is the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The podcasts for both programs are archived on the radio station. This is radio station Internet Radio, Studio B. Studio A, we archive on 1360KHNC.com. My podcast for both hours. So, enjoy Three Dog Night. I'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Okay, I'm back. Before the breathing air is gone, we'll continue. If it's digital, it may give you trouble. If it's digital, it will give you trouble. But it's all right. We just flow. We go with the flow. Now, even you're in internationally, there's even news coming out about the protests in support of Palestine. So this large-scale rally, it took place on Sunday in downtown Chicago. And supposedly, Kamala will be officially nominated at this convention. These demonstrators marched in an organized column along the central streets of the city, Michigan Avenue, under close supervision and escort of law enforcement officers. I didn't know this took place yesterday. I thought this was going to be an ongoing thing. With bringing in pallet loads of bricks, something's going to happen. Something will happen guaranteed. Spokesperson for the City Public Safety Service told Sputnik 600 people had taken part in the civil action. Police did not try to impede in the march. Protesters gathered in the park following the march. I'm giving you the highlights. The bulk of the participants were pro-Palestinian activists, many of whom shouted slogans condemning Israel's military operation in the Gaza Strip. The protest is planned to continue in the park until at 9 a.m. local time. I'm wondering about this week, during the weekdays. So it's a basic old, they've stepped up security measures, things of that nature, which I don't think are, we'll see more on the news. But now, we'll go to something that is extremely important. What's happening in Israel? Benjamin Netanyahu, there has been an attempt for, oh, I don't know, since May, they have been hoping to be able to come, the parties coming together to discuss the a peace treaty, a halt, a truce. I'll be right back.
Hey folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution open house is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event. And as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Finish out with Tim Walz. You know, Minnesota is a state where there are many, many card-carrying communists. I know. Card-carrying communists. And Walls is not going to be able to hide who he is any longer. Pretty much everybody knows anyhow. He's a radical leftist, and he's not soft on crime policies. I'm sorry, he is soft on crime policies. He was definitely reckless with the COVID measures, and Bernie Sanders endorsed him for vice president. He placed social justice policies of California, of New York, in Minnesota. The way he handled the George Floyd riots in 2020 really was not handling. He let the city burn, the cities burn, the riots occur. He let them rip Minnesota, the cities apart. And he just watched from a distance. This is what they do. And before he, instead of jumping in to defend Minnesota businesses and the citizens who were on the receiving end of the violence, he told the National Guard, stand down. He told them, do nothing. Just chill out. And then he just let anarchy unfold, because his wife, she had audacity to say that she liked the smell of the burning city. Can you believe that in an interview? She tells the interviewer that she liked the smell of the smoke. This is AB normal. This is witchcraft. One thing about these people that are generally in these communist, socialist, fascist, these type of political mindset, they are uncaring, and they are in secret societies and don't care about their fellow man. I'll return in the next hour. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big